Prayers.
Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thy unworthy servants here gathered together in their name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down their heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations and laying aside all private interest, prejudices and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name.
The time is past 10. I move that we suspend H.O. 5 to commence the business of this house.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO 5 to be suspended so that the business of the House may commence. It's been past 10. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Bintum. Vote and proceedings. Yes, Mr. Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I want to apologize to you and the entire House and to request that the vote and proceedings come after the vote. It's not now readily available.
Okay, Honorable Member. Yes, Honorable Anso Kakai. That is the statement from the leader. Are you with him on that?
No problem.
No problem. Okay, accepted.
Private Member. Proposer, Honorable Swaliu M. Kukma. Seconder, Honorable Dixon Rogers. Continued debate.
The Attorney General, please, may I invite you to the chair? Mr. Attorney General, yesterday we asked you to go and have consultations with the NEC people. The officials of NEC are here. Any progress, Mr. AG?
Thank you, Mr. Honorable Speaker. Members of Parliament, we had extensive discussions yesterday with the National Electoral Commission and with my team at the Office of the Attorney General. And we have a simple proposal. The first proposal being that, which is in sync with what the Honorable Swahilo, I believe, I think it is the second point, that the process be validated and the opportunity be given to NEC to do the redistricting and we come back by way of amendment pursuant to the Constitutional Instrument and Statutory Instrument Act. The second option, which will be the dead-end option, that is again pursuant to Section 2 of 1999 Constitutional and Instrument Act, meaning that it states a statutory instrument laid before Parliament shall come into force at the end of the 21 days from the date of being so laid, unless before then it has been annulled by Parliament by the votes of not less than 2/3 majority of the members of Parliament. Honorable Speaker and members of this House, we are in your hands regarding the exercise of that provision. First option, we validate the instrument as is and then give opportunity to NEC. We have received the assurances from NEC that they will be able to conduct this exercise within the next 4 weeks, and then we come back with a resubmission that will take into cognizance the new district and other chiefdoms that may have been missing in that earlier submission. Honorable Speaker and members of Parliament, we also noted that the instrument for the ward delimitation and constituency delimitation was submitted before the Amalgamation Act was passed. But be that as it may, the Honorable Speaker and members of Parliament, we remain in your hands with regard to Section 2, as I cited, and regarding the validation of what we have now, pending NEC coming back within the next 4 weeks with a revised submission for the consideration of this Honorable House. I thank you very much.
Honorable members, the Attorney General has said that they are in your hands, so to speak. You are the lawmakers. You, by your knowledge, should know what is right and what is wrong. And if you know what is right and what is wrong, I'm sure you have the capacity to distinguish right from wrong. That is what he has said. But my own problem as Speaker is, how do we validate something that has already been invalidated by the admission of the chairman of NEC, that procedurally they have done the wrong thing? Mr. Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the AG says they are in our hands. If indeed they are in our hands, this House has taken a decision. For the past 3 days, we've been meeting in this world. We've gone down to Room 1 for consultations and deliberations. And what has come out very clearly, and I'm speaking here for Parliament, not for me, the message I have got is that the documents named yesterday by the Honorable from Bo, the mover of the motion, is that whilst Parliament is ready and willing to accept the other two documents, the other two documents should be withdrawn, or this House will have no other option but to throw them out of Parliament, expunge them totally from our books. And if we are to do that, it will appear as if they have never been laid on this table. That's the message I have got from my colleagues, and I'm speaking on their behalf. And that's the message I want to relay to you, Mr. Honorable Speaker. We do not want this particular Parliament to be treated roughshod, Mr. Speaker. We are dealing with the law of the state. And Mr. Speaker, I'm seriously and greatly disturbed by the insinuations that have been made against Parliament and against the government. And in this country, when they talk about government, they are talking about only one person. Unfortunately, they are talking about our president, who is not even involved in this matter absolutely. When this motion was moved here, as I've always said, it was moved in the utmost good faith, the principle of Oberima Fidai. Mr. Speaker, the debate, I did not go to the Boston, please.
Well, I don't know.
I went to a...
Sorry, Mr. Leader. Honorable Rado, I don't know. Although it is not impossible, if he's learning for me, but he was my senior at Fabi College. He was my senior. Go on.
Mr. Speaker, having said that, I don't want to waste the time of this house. I don't want to waste the time of this house. Perhaps other members may want to also contribute to the same issue. But I have said that is the position of the both aisles of the house, and we are greatly disturbed by the continuation of this debate. I say no more, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable Ansu, give him the mic, please.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, interestingly, we are sending the same message both sides of the aisle. We have had the Attorney General need not step on in anybody's mouth when he is down. Accommodate and make sure that you all have an even keel and respect for each other. In light of that, Mr. Speaker, with the reminder that we stay within the confines of the Constitution and the laws of this country, I will go with the concessions that have been offered by the Attorney General, but only that he should take cognizance of the fact that 4 weeks is a long time. So therefore, he should expeditiously have that in mind and maybe suggest or work within a reasonable period of time that this country would realize that he is doing performing an excellent duty as the Attorney General of this country. Mr. Speaker, I agree with the Leader of the House that the two documents should now be revisited and make sure that they are within the confines of the laws as expressed in. I am talking straight. If you are not hearing me, it only means you are not listening.
Honorable Ansu, what they are saying, that you have to be explicit.
Explicitly, I am saying from this side of the world, Mr. Speaker, that I agree with the Leader of the House, but that the Attorney General should have in mind that he should go and work expeditiously, because time is of the essence.
Okay.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, what the Leader of the House has said, supported by the minority leader, is pursuant to what has been agreed on. And what is it? That the two documents in question are not properly before this House. And that being the case, we should have no business with them. That is the position. Simple as that. Simpliciter. So, honorable members, I put a question. Since the new commissioner, Mr. Mfa, has at admitted that they are wrong and that Parliament is right. The documents are not properly before the House and should be withdrawn. I put the question. Honourable members, in the light of that, those who think and feel that the document should be withdrawn, say aye.
Aye.
Those who say that the documents should not be withdrawn, say nay. The ayes have it. So as we said yesterday, this is now a question of controlling the damage, corrective measures. At least I must congratulate members of parliament. They have really been magnanimous to allow the process of registration to go on. I congratulate members of parliament for their forbearance. So, Mr. Attorney General, that is the message.
Thank you very much, Mr. Honourable Speaker and members of Parliament. I accept the suggestions and the concurrence of both sides of the aisles on the position of a withdrawal. And my position has been that we comply with the Statutory Instrument Act, which will suggest that the process of withdrawal, that is, which has to be me withdrawing the documents that we've submitted, as against leaving it for the vote. And I still want to believe, and that I stand to my conscience of my professionalism, that the documents are submitted remain as they are, and ask that.
Mr. Attorney General, with respect to you, I wouldn't want to entertain any other explanation because a decision has been taken by Parliament. A decision has been taken by Parliament and it is binding. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Honourable Speaker and members of Parliament. I am not offering an explanation. I said that Parliament has taken a decision as advised by the Honourable Speaker. I'm only stating that my professional convictions remain the same and that the House has decided that the documents be withdrawn, and the documents will so be withdrawn, and as long as it is on record that the professional position is still maintained and recorded for purposes of history. I thank you, sir.
Yes, Bash.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members.
No, you don't need to ask him what he's standing on. The speaker has allowed him.
Thank you.
Go on. If he goes out of any relevant order, I overrule him. Go on.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, for the last 1 week, I've been listening to the debates. I've been listening attentively. I want to make my own position now. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, please. I'm protected. I'm protected.
Order! Order! Yes, Commander.
Mr. Speaker, honourable members, I stand on SO 32-7. 32-7. It shall be, with your leave, Mr. Speaker, it shall be out of order to attempt to reconsider any specific question upon which the House has come to a conclusion during the current session, except upon a substantive motion.
Honorable Bash, you should know that. Honorable Bash, you should know that. And order. And in addition to that, you ought also to know. You ought to know that where the speaker has ruled on any question deliberated by the House, the decision is final. Nothing. Thank you very much, Mr. Minister. I would advise that you still go and hang us with neck. But before, please sit down. Sorry, sit down. Mr. Mfali. You need to go and consult with your colleagues. What has been done, I think, is somehow messy. Parliament is only trying to see how we can manage the situation. But it is unacceptable. I'm disappointed personally. But still, perhaps there could be some form of amendment. Please go and hang heads. Thank you very much, Mr. AG. Honourable members, can I release neck? Yes, my wife. Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I stand on SO 23 to join you to commend the House of Sierra Leone Parliament for brilliantly taking the decision to deal with this matter that we have so bothered for the past 4 days or more. We have done so well. And we have sent a very good message to the people of Sierra Leone that the parliament is serving in their interest and not in the interest of individual MPs. And I so go by the decision of this parliament. It is a brilliant decision. Or I will crave the indulgence of Mr. Speaker and leadership of this House to advise NEC immediately after leaving here to find a date to call a consultative, national consultative conference to involve all the political parties, all the stakeholders, all the important instruments involved to educate them on the decision Parliament also has taken, and then we also employ the PRO department of our institution, Parliament, to also use the media to educate the masses properly on the decision we have taken. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Alassan. Give him the mic.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this House has been debating constitutional illegality for about a week now. And as I'm speaking to you, Mr. Speaker, our people are queuing to register. Some left their houses at 12 midnight to be in a queue. 12 midnight. Yes. Yes.
Yes, yes. Order.
Yes.
Honorable Alassan, I understand that is so, following the decision by Parliament.
Thank
that
you.
The registration should continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have been here debating instruments that were not properly laid before this House. And the National Electoral Commissioner, the Chief Electoral Commissioner, has admitted in his own words that he did not intentionally calm down, Chief Whip, calm down. Calm down. This is not North Korea. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this is not North Korea. This is Sierra Leone, a democratic country, and I'm an elected representative of my people. So you listen when I talk, please. You listen.
Order, go on.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, because of the incompetence displayed by the National Electoral Commission, I call for the resignation of the Chief Electoral Commissioner. Thank you.
Please give the mic to Asu Kai Kai.
Mr. Speaker, this matter, the House has concluded this matter. And as far as we are concerned, the issue of firing anyone as a result of the matter that the House has concluded on, if the Member of Parliament so wishes, let him come with a private member's motion, but it should not be a rejoinder to what we have concluded on.
Agree.
Bring and come with the way forward.
Agree. Yes, Chief, Praman Chief. Dixon, the Praman Chief.
Please.
Give the mobile mic to the Praman Chief.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. In our own way, when the Paramount Chief speaks, no other person will speak after that. I am not saying in Parliament. In Parliament, our Paramount Chief is the speaker. That has been said already. But my reason for standing really is very personal. This is SO 23.
No, well, no,
I am very pleased.
It cannot be accommodated now. Later, I call you later on that.
All right.
Yes, Mustafa.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, like my colleague said, there are certain moments in one's life is sometimes good to listen. When you listen, there is very complete, delicate, and sincere absorption and digestion of what you take in. We have agreed, all of us have agreed, with all genuineness and concern for our people in this country. And we have arrived as a consensus. I want to appeal, Mr. Speaker and honorable members, that whatever personal thing one may have, like SO2, the Creole man says, draw a rope, you draw a bush. So we have to be very careful, Mr. Speaker. We are now on the threshold. It's the slightest mistake, we have learned our lesson. The Monday we are coming to Parliament, I was forced at a moment to remove my number plate of when we are coming. We are very seriously bashed at. And I want to take the cue from Honorable Mwai that it is a critical moment for us all as MPs, no matter where you belong. The misconception and how this situation has been misread, misinterpreted, misconceived, etc., is so serious that if we don't take our time, posterity will judge us negatively. So my concern here is, as with your diplomacy you have had as an advantage, Mr. Speaker, and your long-standing Latin studies, you know what is human being. You know the thinking, and you know what human beings are. You are a Cicero by your gray hair, and you have managed this thing to this level. It is moving on amicably and smoothly. We have to take caution not to derail this. I go on to it again. SO2, draw rope, you draw bush. We don't want to draw any bush again after this. Otherwise, it will be disastrous for us as MPs. I thank you very much.
I would not allow any discussion again. Yeah, Chief, your SO23. Chief, the Chief from Mwemba. Very sorry, Chief. Now, your SO23.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Perhaps I did not put my case properly. But what I meant really is that when the debate was going on, I felt very sick. But now that it has been concluded the way it is, I am very, very fit and strong again. What I mean here is, some of us have gone around our chiefdoms encouraging these people to go on with the registration if this registration was nullified. It was going to be a slap on the face of all paramount chiefs. This is what I want to say. Thank you to Parliament for this good decision taken. And thank you for the Speaker, for his sons. And thank you for those who really made the law to help us conclude the way we have concluded. This is what really I was feeling, and I am still feeling. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
No more. Next amendment. Honorable members, you would recall that about 2 weeks ago, a committee was formed, steering committee of members of Parliamentary Action Group on the Sustainable Development Goals, SDG. But because certain things were considered as being out of place, I rejected the list. It has been rewritten and the committee thus reconstituted. I now read the names of members comprising this committee. One. Honorable Dauda J.B. Kalon, the focal point, chairman. Honorable Shekuba Sano, Honorable Rosemary Bangura, Honorable Swahilo M. Kuruma, Honorable Al-Hassan Kamara, Honorable Kes Boya, Honorable Edward Style Django, Honorable Baba Saidu Kamara, Honorable Francis Ikowa, Honorable Francis Ekunowa, Honorable Lahai Mara, Honorable Frederick Sandy Sori, Honorable Gladys Bapi Bemo Brahma, Honorable Henry Rada, Honorable Iram Kuruma, Honorable Joseph Ubi Mansari, Honorable Francis A. Kaisamba, Honorable Usmanke Conte, Honorable PC Baikur Kanagbaro Sankadito.
Came to you, you realize that certain names were omitted. But equally, it is also not satisfying on our own side. Because on our own side, we have two factions.
Yes.
I rejected the first list because consistent with relevant provisions in our standing orders, I thought that the SLPP was not sufficiently represented on the committee. But now there has been a reflection of this. No, SLPP is SLPP. So, honorable members, these are the names of the members constituting this committee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The other means. Honorable Regina Mara, I would like to see you immediately after adjournment in my office. And Mr. Leader, I would want you to be in attendance. Yes, Yansane.
Announcement. Members of the Legislative Committee are invited to a meeting tomorrow at 11 a.m. to scrutinize the bill entitled the National Security and Central Intelligence Act 2017 in Committee Room Number 1. Attention, please. Members of the NGO and NACSA committee are hereby reminded that the committee will meet with NGOs at 2 p.m. today in committee room number 1.
Honorable member, the house is adjourned to Tuesday, the 11th of April, 2017 at 10 a.m.